Item number 15, PR 2020-004748, SD 2021-00028, vacation of public right-of-way, Tim Selinsky. For all or a portion of Block 1A Garcia Estate and remaining portion of the southeast corner of Lot 58, Block 4, Armijo Brothers Edition, Lots 58 through 61, Lots P and Q, Lots 7 through 12, Block C, Mandel Business Edition, excluding the easterly portion included with park adjacent, containing 0.173 acres, more or less. Also, Lot 60, Block 62, Lot 4, Armijo Brothers Editions, Lot 62, 63, 64, and Lots R, S, and T, and Alley, adjacent lots, Lots 1 through 5, all Lot 6, excluding the southerly portion of Block C of the Mandel Business and Residence Edition, and an unplatted strip of land west of and adjacent thereto, containing 0.467 acres, more or less, or 20,155 square feet, more or less, zoned MXFUV, located at 1 Civic Plaza and 400 Marquette, between Marquette and T. Harris. Mr. Selinsky, would you like to, are you going to be presenting this case?
Yes.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Great, excellent. Please catch us up on what has happened since our last deferral on the 17th.
Okay, the last time we met, we were very close to approving from the board's perspective this vacancy. We wanted to make sure that we did in fact have all the paperwork in, and I believe that that has been confirmed and that is the case. Just stepping back a little bit, this is a location of an alley which happens to be under the current location of 1 Civic Plaza, located between Marquette and Harris, just off of 5th Street. So the request is to vacate this unused alley, as it is not able to be used by the public at this time or probably any time in the near future.
Thank you. Do we have anybody from the public signed up to speak on this matter? Okay, I'm not seeing anybody. Let's go through board comments. Water Authority, please.
Good afternoon, Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. Just to add a couple of previous comments, we have no objection to the vacation of the public right-of-way. We don't indicate any public water or sewer within the alley. And just for the record, Tim, has New Mexico One call been contacted for confirmation?
This is Tim Slinsky. Yes, they were. It's been quite a few months, but yes, they have been.
All right, thank you. There were some other comments provided on the overall platting action, but those are not related to the vacation. Thank you.
Okay, and code enforcement has reviewed the request and has no objections. This is Maggie Gould for Carl Garcia. Parks?
Okay, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. No comments or objections.
Okay. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. We have no objection to the vacation. Please note, prior to the replat, please provide an exhibit showing existing drainage patterns to determine if cross-lot drainage easements will be required.
Thank you. Transportation?
Good afternoon. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the vacation of the alleyway. Prior to plat signing, platting sign-off, just make sure that all sidewalk requirements have been met adjacent to the site. Sidewalk width shall be 10 feet in downtown areas within right-of-way, and make sure a minimum 4 foot wide sidewalk can be provided around obstacles such as light poles. Provide measurements or exhibits to demonstrate this, and that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. And this is Maggie Gold for planning. So I believe we received the updates that we needed to show that the appropriate people had been noticed. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you have anything in addition to that?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just note that due to the amount of right-of-way vacation for the alleyway, that it's going to be a DRB recommendation, and it'll ultimately be approved by the City Council.
That's correct. Mr. Biazar, did you have anything?
No, I was just going to mention what Jay just mentioned, that alley is a full width right away. So regardless of the square footage, it will have to go in front of City Council.
And this is Maggie Wold. I believe we discussed that last time, but I feel like that's a really important thing to bring up. Any other additional comments from the board? Okay. Then I will ask each board member to approve or deny this application. And let us begin with, let's vote.
Thank you, Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenberger, Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gold for Planning, and I approve. So there is a consensus vote to approve item number 15, project number PR 2020-004748, SD 2021-0028, vacation of public right-of-way. Because this application meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM, because it is a vacation, there is no delegation. And in this case, as was mentioned, the DRB is a recommending body. And this will get forwarded to the City Council, and then the applicant will have 1 year from the time City Council approves to make sure that the vacation is replatted so that the vacation is not void. All right. Did I miss anything, Mr. Rodenbeck?
Jay Rodenbeck, no, you did not.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Selinsky.
Thank you.
That brings us to item number 6.